بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Inspector Alism Radiz Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with another Mubarak and blessed day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah accept from each and every one of us all our actions and Allah account it and keep it for us on the day of Qiyamah and use it for us to help us get across that bridge of Sirat and entry into Jannah inshallah. Ameen. So my respected Alism brothers, the month of Ramadan is about us getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are often encouraged to do actions that will get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of ibadah, in the form of charity, etc., etc. But also the month of Ramadan is also there for a believer to look within himself and to find the spiritual diseases that he or she may be suffering with, iron it out and sort it out. So in the first part of this juz, of the six juz of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a particular spiritual sickness, one that is rather common amongst us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that Allah doesn't like opening up of sins. Very often, unfortunately, today we are the ones that like to boast about our sins. We might do something wrong and then we want to broadcast it and speak about how we feel about it. And at times we even feel it's an accolade for us. But we fail to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who covers the sins of every one of us. In fact, in one narration it is stated that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will be more angry with a person that commits sins and he speaks about that sin as compared to that person who committed a sin in the quiet. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell that person, I covered your sin and now you openly want to speak about it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and may Allah not make us from amongst those. We all sin, that is true. We have to turn to Allah and make tawbah, but we mustn't become from amongst those who speak about the sins. May Allah guide us all inshallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who believe in Allah and His Rasul and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But together with that, they accept the laws of Allah. Nu'minu bi-ba'd wa nakfuru bi-ba'd. They accept some of the laws and they deny some of the laws. So we need to also understand that firstly, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like a supermarket where you can take as you want and you go out. It doesn't work like that, where you can choose at random whatever you want. And secondly, if we cannot comply, and I always say this, if we cannot comply or fulfill any of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must become extremely regretful. We must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, give me the tawfiq to fulfill all your commands. We need to become regretful instead of pinning the problem on deen. Very often we are the ones that will say, no, deen has made it hard. Allahu Akbar, Allah protect us all. Remember, our deen is perfect. We are full of faults. So we need to understand this and we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah that Allah guide us and Allah give us the tawfiq to fulfill all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who try to justify their wrong, those people who try to pin their wrong on deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. We're going to prepare for them a humiliating punishment. May Allah protect us all. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam and Buhtan and Azima, the great crime the Jews and the Christians had created against Maryam alayhi salam, where they accused her of being unchaste. And together with that, they found about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then they brought him into the levelhood or the level of being Allah. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. May Allah protect us. And as you know, this is the basis of Christianity, the belief of Trinity. May Allah guide us and may Allah protect us from falling into this trap. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the incident of Qabil and Habil, and the two brothers that were, where Qabil killed Habil, and the crux of it all, my respected Alism brothers, is look at how evil is the crime of jealousy, that it pushed the brother to the end where he ended up killing his own blood. So we need to be very wary of the sin that a person might have, the sickness a person might have, and that is of jealousy. May Allah protect us all. Just one ayah that I want to share before we conclude. Last night we read about the promises of Shaitan, where he said he will do everything to endeavor. He will do everything to ensure that man goes astray. He will endeavor and make sure that man goes astray. And one of the greatest things our ulama write and they say is that he creates false hope in a person, in the sense that he tells a person that you're going to live forever. And just the day I was reading somewhere that it's gone to such a level that even our washing powders have what they call anti-aging. Imagine, washing powder has anti-aging, so your clothes can last longer. It just goes to show, you know, the life in this world is so short. We need to be wary of it. I'm not saying don't buy it or anything, but my point being that Shaitan will create this false hope. Allah protect us all and Allah save us. Jazakallah.